Deeply and rhythmically, you're not searching for any particular state of consciousness. In fact, in this deep rhythmic breathing, let's forget about ideas like you at all. Let yourself just be. Be with a completely empty mind, and a completely still mind, I should say. We're going to begin some visualizations, so just close your eyes gently, let them fall about three quarters of the way closed, or most of the way closed. We're going to rise on the plains now. We're going to rise on the plains to the world of Asiya. Visualize yourself standing on a large sphere. Ben. This is Malkut of Asiya, the sphere you are standing on. Malkut in the active material plane. Let us vibrate the divine name of Malkut, which is Adonai Haaretz. So you can vibrate this mentally or aloud while you visualize yourself standing on top of a sphere. Adonai Haaretz. Adonai Haaretz. Adonai Haaretz. Adonai Haaretz. Bring the sphere to life. See the planet Earth under your feet, grounding you. You stand on the sephira below you. The rest of humanity is busy with the hustle and bustle of daily life. Malkut in Asiya is colored black with rays of yellow. It is a dark, earthly sphere that is streaked with gold, glimmers of the hidden stone buried in the center of the black material Earth. Now turn your attention to Yesod, above your head. High above you is Yesod, hanging like the full moon in the indigo night sky. Connecting Malkut to Yesod is the path of Tau, which appears as a large shaft of white light above your head leading upwards. Vibrate the divine name of the path of Tau one time. Yod Hey Va. Yod Hey Vav Hey Elohim. You can vibrate that mentally or aloud. Then vibrate the God name of Yesod a number of times. Shaddai El Chai. Shaddai El Chai, 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 Shaddai El Chai. So again, you're visualizing yourself standing atop the sphere of Malkuth with your head pointed upwards looking at the sphere of Yesod. As you vibrate the name Shaddai El Chai, you will yourself to ascend the shaft of light, rising to the level of Yesod. You rise to the level of Yesod of Asiya. You are surrounded by light greenish citrine brilliance, accented with flecks of blue, like blue fireflies moving through the atmosphere of Yesod. In the world of Asiya, Yesod is the mirror of Malkuth, but on a level that is less tangible and more ethereal. It almost seems as if you are standing like an astronaut on the moon, looking down at the planet Earth from the expanse of space. Next, turn your attention to the sphere of Tiferet above your head. The yellow-orange orb of the six sephira shines brightly overhead like the sun on a midday sky. Connecting Yesod to Tiferet is a path of Samech, a tunnel or shaft of white light above your head that extends into the heavens. Vibrate the divine name of the path of Samech one time. And then vibrate the god names of Tiferet a number of times. Yod Hei Vav Hei Elov Hei Dat. Yod Hei Vav Hei Elov Hei Dat. Yod Hei Vav Hei Elov Hei Dat. Will yourself to rise up the shaft of light. As you ascend, you pass through a veil, the veil of Paroket, and continue upward until you reach the level of Tiferet. Will yourself upon the sphere of Tiferet. Upon reaching the level of Tiferet in Asiya, you are bathed in a golden amber light. It is warm here, and you feel a corresponding warmth in your heart, your own inner sun. It is peaceful, and you feel centered here. As you gaze back the way you came, it seems as though you are standing on the sun, the star of our solar system. Below you are the planets Mercury, Venus, and our own planet Earth with its satellite Luna. High above you is the abyss, a dark rift in the cosmos. Within this chasm lies the passageway of Da'at, a sphere-shaped hole in the fabric of the universe. A white shaft of light, the path of Gimel, rises upward towards this hole. Da'at is the primary junction where the various forces of the tree come together. Yet it is also the barrier that you must pass beyond if you wish to scale the tree. You desire to reach the highest realms of the tree, and so you vibrate the divine name of the path of Gimel one time. Shaddai El Chai. And then vibrate the god name that activates Da'at. Yoni Elohim. Yoni Elohim. You rise up the shaft of light that is the path of Gimel. At length, you enter the area of Da'at, a nebulous cloud of gray brilliance. Tiny flecks of gold dance around you, as if portions of Tith Eret were filtering down from the supernals and back again. This time, you have no sensation of solidity beneath your feet. And as you look backward down the path of Gimel, it seems though you are looking through the blackness of space at the edge of our solar system, near the planets of Saturn and Jupiter. The constellations array themselves in splendor all around you. Once more, you look to what is above you. Keter Inasia appears as a white orb surrounded by a golden glory. The shining path of Gimel continues through the abyss and connects with Keter at the apex of the Asiatic world. You vibrate the divine name of the path of Gimel one time. Shaddai El Chai. And then vibrate the name that activates Keter. Willing yourself to rise, you climb the path that leads to the first Sephira. You enter the sphere, which is filled with a dazzling pure white. You gaze down at your body to find that your hands and robes are bleached with white light. You are aware of a swirling motion in the middle of the sphere. You can barely see the outline of what looks like a swastika or flifoed cross spinning within the white clouds of light. Flecks of yellow are thrown into the midst of surrounding the cross. like burning embers exploding forth from a roaring fire. As you look behind you now, the solar system seems small and insignificant. You desire to press onward, to explore the worlds that lie beyond Asiya. Vibrate the sacred name of Yetzira, Ma. 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 Continue to breathe deeply and rhythmically. Relax all the tension in your body. Maintain a state of total relaxation. Now vibrate the divine name of Malkuth. See yourself rising up to the top of the Sephira of Keter. The color of the sphere changes from white to a multitude of colors, greenish citrine, dark green olive, red russet, and black. Flecks of gold waft through the atmosphere like seeds of a dandelion. Keter of Asiya has become Malkuth and Yetzira. Okay, for those of you guys who are unfamiliar with Kabbalah, if you've seen a diagram of the Tree of Life, there are really four trees, and they're connected at the top and bottom. So we've just gone through one of the trees and connected again to the bottom of the second tree, Yetzira. Keter of Asiya has become Malkuth in Yetzira, Malkuth in the astral formative world. Vibrate the divine name of Malkuth. Adonai Haaretz. Adonai Haaretz. Adonai Haaretz. All around you are the Ashim, or souls of fire, the angels assigned to the sphere of Malkuth. They appear as tongues of flame, and they often gather around temples, churches, and other sites of worship, blessing these places with their presence. One class of the Ashim are the Meshartim, or the attendants. The Meshartim include those human souls who have evolved sufficiently to become the ministers and messengers of the spirit. Now turn your attention to the sphere of Yesod above your head. It appears as a dark purple orb hanging in the night sky. Vibrate the path of Tau one more time. Then vibrate the god name of Yesod, Shaddai El Chai, Shaddai El Chai, Shaddai El Chai, Shaddai El Chai. While you are doing this, will yourself to rise up the path of Tao into the sphere of Yesod of Yetzirah. Once you have reached the ninth sphere, you are struck by the purple atmosphere. You look down at your own body and are surprised to see it outlined in yellow against the purple darkness, as if you have been transformed into a photographic negative. All around you are flickering lights, geometric shapes, images, and movements that are intricate, that indicate to you that you are in the astral world. Symbols and figures appear suddenly and then disappear in the astral mists of Maya, the realm of illusion. This is the treasure house of images, the repository of all the collective thoughts, dreams, and images of humanity. You can visualize yourself falling into a little purple sphere, if you wish. There will come a point when you'll be able to actually see it. The mighty cherubim, the angelic host of Yesod, appear before you. They take the form of many winged sphinxes who serve as the guardians and guides of the higher planes. Some are human-headed, some have the heads of animals. They regard you with their many eyes before they fade into the purple mist. And remember, you're not just visualizing this as in some imaginary place, you're actually projecting your light body into the sphere of Yesod. Next, turn your attention to the sphere of Tiferet above your head. Vibrate the divine name of the path of Samech one more time. And then vibrate the god name of Tiferet. Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh-Elo-Veh-Dat. You will yourself to rise up the shaft of life that is the path of Samech. You pass through the veil of Paroket and continue upwards until you reach the level of Tiferet and Yetzirah. At this realm, Tiferet is bathed in a rich salmon pink light. Again, you are struck by the feeling of harmony and balance contained within the six Sephiroth, but you feel even lighter than before, as if in scaling up the tree of life, you are leaving Earth's gravity behind. A group of pink-robed figures emerged from the mists. They are the Malachim, the angelic hosts of Tiferet. They are also the hosts of the Holy Guardian Angel themselves. Their duty, it is their duty to bestow the unqualified love and respect upon those worthy aspirants who come into contact with them. They prepare the initiate for the realization of their vocation, the purpose of which they have already been prepared. But your path lies upward. High above you in the abyss is the gateway of Da'at. To reach the highest levels of Yetzira, you vibrate the divine name of the path of Gimel one time. Shaddai Elchai. Then vibrate the God name that activates Da'at. Yodei. You rise up from the sun into this hole, this trapdoor in the physical realm, and pass through the vortex, pass through this hole. But you, you rise up the shaft of life that is Gimel. At length, you enter a hazy, violet-shaped, violet sephira-shaped cloud of Da'at in Yetzira. Da'at has no angelic host of its own, but through Da'at's gateway to the Supernals, you envision the hosts of Binah is visible from this level. The Erelim, or thrones, of Binah only involve themselves in the lives of humans when the initiates have attained a degree of balance and spiritual clarity in their lives. Their forms are concealed behind the dark robes with hoods. The Erelim are stable, motionless, enigmatic from your perspective in Da'at. Once more, you look to what is beyond. Keter in Yetzira is high above you, a brilliant white orb suspended like a star in the heavens. The path of Gimel continues to rise through the abyss and connects with Keter at the summit of the Yetziratic world. You vibrate the divine name of the path of Gimel one time. Shaddai Elchai. Then you vibrate the god name that activates Keter. Willing yourself to rise, you ascend to the path that leads to the first sephira. You enter the pure white light of Keter, surprised that although the sheer whiteness of the sphere makes it difficult to see, its brilliance does not seem to hurt your eyes. Massive winged figures like the cherubim, clothed only in white, become visible to you. These are the Chayot Chodesh, or the holy living creatures, the angelic hosts of Keter. These are the angels who keep the initiate aligned with the highest in all spiritual workings. They also increase the flow of light from Keter into the initiate's Yechida, revitalizing him with more life force. So now, as we stand on the brink between the astral planes and the place of angelic heavens, you may find yourself greeted by beings with white robes, white wings, standing above you. Your journey to the various worlds of the tree continues. You have explored the realms of Yetzira. Now we vibrate the secret name of the world of Bria. Seg. 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 Seg, seg, seg. Continue to breathe deeply and rhythmically while maintaining a relaxed state. Intone the divine name of Malkuth. Adonai Haaretz. Adonai Haaretz. Adonai Haaretz. See yourself rising to the summit of Keter. The color of the sphere changes from white to a multitude of colors, greenish citrine, dark green olive, and red russet and black. Keter of Yetzirah has become Malkuth in Bria, Malkuth in the creative and archangelic world. Vibrate the divine name of Malkuth. Adonai Haaretz. And bring the sphere of Malkuth to life. A figure materializes before you. A mature woman of grace and power with great black and white feathered wings. Her robes are also in the four colors of citrine, olive, russet, and black. A white Greek cross is embroidered on her chest. She is surrounded by the four elements in their primal essence. Sandalphon is the archangel of Malkuth, the ruler of the Ashim, and the personification of the Anima Mundi, or the soul of the world. She is the life-changing archangel of initiation and the primary guardian who keeps watch over initiates. It is also her duty to mediate and sort out the energies of the tree that will be brought forth into manifestation. Now turn your attention to the sphere of Yesod above your head. It appears as a violet orb hanging in the night sky above you. Vibrate the divine name of the path of Tao one time. Yod He Vav Elohim. Then vibrate the god name of Yesod. Shaddai El Chai, Shaddai El Chai. As you do so, will yourself to ascend the light shaft of the Tao path. Rise up from the level of Yesod in Bria. Rise up to the level of Yesod in Bria. To this violet orb above your head. Feel yourself rising, rising, rising. Shaddai El Chai, 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 Shaddai El Chai. Once you reach the ninth sphere, you are surrounded by a swirling purple fog. You look down at your own body. You no longer see yourself as a photographic negative like you did in Yetzod of Yetzira. Everything here seems softened around the edges, and you get the feeling that if you tried to clasp your hands together, they would pass right through each other. A vesica-shaped portal appears in the fog. Vesica Pisces is two circles that are connected together like the MasterCard emblem. Two circles connected to form the vesica in the center. A beautiful woman steps through it. She is dressed in robes of violet and mighty wings of violet and yellow grace her shoulders. This is Gabriel, archangel of Yesod and the ruler of the cherubim. In her hand she carries a magic mirror. Gabriel is the great annunciator, guardian, and guide. She gives us the power of visions and hearing, as well as the power of life and procreation. She is a prophetess, and from the sphere of Yesod, she often speaks to humans through dreams. Next, turn your attention to the sphere of Tiferet above your head. Vibrate the divine name of the path of Samech one time. Elohim. Then vibrate the god name of Tiferet, which is Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh-Elo-Veh-Dat, a number of times, as you will yourself to rise of the path of Samech, a white tunnel of light.
Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh-Elo-Veh-Dat. Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh-Elo-Veh-Dat.
The veil of Paroket parts around you and you continue to ascend to the level of Tiferet in Bria. You reach Tiferet in Bria and you are immersed in a brilliant gold yellow. The sense of utter tranquility is overwhelming. You would be content to stay for a long, long time. A human form emerges from the golden mist, a male figure of unparalleled beauty and charisma, wearing robes of yellow with a violet hexagram emblazoned on the chest. This is Raphael, Archangel of Tiferet and the ruler of the Melchim. Raphael stands from the heart of the Tree of Life, and his influence is felt in every Sephiroth except Malkuth. He is a healer and a teacher who provides balance, inspiration, and knowledge of to the initiate. He nurtures humanity with his unbounded compassion and heals all wounds, both physical and spiritual. But your experience of rising on the plains must go on. Doth and Bria waits beyond. You vibrate the divine name of the path of Gimel one more time. Shaddai Elchai. And then vibrate the god name that activates Doth.
Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh-Elohim.
You rise up the white shaft of the path of Gimel. At length, you enter a light gray area of haze. Da'at has no archangel, but through Da'at's doorway to the supernals, you see the archangel of Binah, who is visible from this level. Zafkael is the archangel of Binah and the ruler of the Erelim. She is barely visible to you. Beyond her grayish robe has no highlights, and her head and face are covered by a gray veil. You would probably not even see her if it were not for the white triangle on her breast. Zafkael is the eye of God, watching and observing all. She is the force of formation behind all mystical groups, and she governs the art of meditation. Zafkael seems remote and detached. From this vantage point in Da'at, you don't get much of a sense of her. Keter of Bria beckons overhead, a glorious, brilliant white sphere at the top of the path of Gimel. You vibrate the divine name of Gimel one time.
Shaddai Elchai.
And then vibrate the divine name that activates Keter, Ehaye, a number of times. Willing yourself to rise, you pass through the abyss and scale the path which leads up to the first Sephiroth.
Hey.
You arrive in a brilliant white sphere that is so stunningly bright you can hardly see your hand in front of your face. A great being of light resides there, one who is only visible to you indirectly through the sheer wisp of a veil. This is Metatron, Archangel of Keter, and the ruler of the Chayoth Ha-Chodesh. He appears as a mature, robust man dressed in robes of the purest white, without the faintest shadow of any kind. His massive wings are iridescent white. They shimmer with all the colors of the rainbow. Metatron presides over the entire Tree of Life. Legend has it that Metatron communicated the Kabbalah to humanity, for he is connecting link. He is the connecting link between humans and the divine. This is the final phase of your journey into the Kabbalistic worlds. Only the lofty realm of Atzilut remains. You vibrate the secret name of the world of Atzilut. Intoning the divine name of Malkuth, Adonai Haaretz, Adonai Haaretz, Adonai Haaretz. See yourself rising up to the summit of Keter. The color of the sphere changes from white brilliance to pure yellow. Keter of Bria has become Malkuth in Atzilut. Malkuth in the archetypal world of pure deity. Vibrate again the name of Malkuth. Adonai Haaretz. Adonai Haaretz. Adonai Haaretz. Adonai Haaretz. No human-like figures appear in this realm, but you are granted an image of a vast kingdom. With rolling fields of grain, river of clear blue water, and pristine villages of marbled buildings placed against the backdrop of snow-covered mountains. So imagine just an ideal world, just the perfect, perfect world. The land to the east is in spring, the land to the west is in autumn, the land to the south is in summer, and the land to the north is in winter. This is a vision of the archetypal kingdom, the body of God, the Lord of the Earth. You might feel very grounded here, but it's a type of heavenly grounding. It's a type of spiritual grounding. You gaze up at the sphere of Yesod above your head. On this level, Yesod appears as a blue-violet sphere high overhead. Vibrate the divine name of the Path of Tao one time. And then vibrate the God name of Yesod. Shaddai El Chai. Shaddai El Chai. Shaddai El Chai. Shaddai El Chai. As you do, will yourself to ascend the light shaft of the Tao, rise up to the level of Yesod in Atzilut. Once you have reached the ninth sphere, you are immersed in an indigo light, where you are afforded a vision of a barren tree. As you gaze into this vision, new buds form on the tree's branches. As they grow, the buds unfurl to become lush green leaves. Other buds also form. On opening, they become soft white blossoms. The blossoms quickly turn into green fruit. The fruit goes larger until it turns red and ripe. You understand from this image that Yesod is the foundation of regeneration and the very secrets of life itself. Looking upward, you turn your attention to the sphere of Tiferet above your head. Vibrate the name of the path of Samech one time.
Elohim.
Then vibrate the god name of Tiferet. A number of times, willing yourself to rise up the path of Samech in a shaft of white light. You cleave open the veil of Paroket and continue up to the level of Tiferet and Atzaluth. The Sig Sephira greets you with a pure rose-pink light. The divine intelligence here is all-knowing. You are the central hub of the Tree of Life. You are at the central hub of the Tree of Life at its highest level. You don't want to move. Instead, you have the instinctive feeling that if you remain still and calm and tranquil, you will come to have a profound understanding of the divine. It is difficult to continue because it has been a long journey. You wish you could just rest in Tiferet, taking in pieces of knowledge that travel up and down the Tree of Life as this important junction of communication. Before you is an image of a golden key, a symbol used to unlock the mysteries of God. Knowing that it will give you the strength to go on, you grasp the key in your hand. Now a large black cavalry cross appears before you. Stepping up to this cross, you will yourself to be bound to it. Fettered to the cross, you invoke the mighty equilibrating angel. To lend his guidance on the pathway of light. You feel the presence of wings fluttering around you. You vibrate the divine name of the path of Gimel one more time. And then vibrate the god name, the one that activates Da'at.
Yod-Heh-Vav-Elohim.
Rising up the white shaft of the path of Gimel, you enter a lavender haze, which is the Ad. You get the feeling that you are traveling backwards in time, back to the birth of the universe. The image of a flaming sword shaped like a bolt of lightning appears before you and then vanishes. All the knowledge that you have learned up to this point in your life now seems trivial. Your final destination, Keter of Adzaluth, beckons overhead. A sphere so brilliant it cannot be described in terms of color, only in luminescence. You vibrate the divine name of the path of Gimel one time. Shaddai Elchai. And then vibrate the god name that activates Keter. Willing yourself to rise, you leave the abyss behind and ascend the path to the first Sephira. You enter the sphere of utmost brilliance of Keter in the divine world of Adzaluth. You can no longer distinguish between yourself and the surrounding light. All is pure divine light. There is no difference, no distinctions. You and light are one. No strife, no contention, no duality. You experience the profound peace and simple truth of knowing that this divine brilliance is connected to all things in the cosmos. Unity is all, and you are a part of every other part of existence. At length, you desire to return the way you came. Do not rush and do not plunge down suddenly. You descend steadily from Keter of Atziluth, down the path of Gimel. You pass through the passageway of Da'ath and through the abyss. You move downward through Tifereth and descend down the path of Samech to Yesod. From Yesod, you descend the path of Tau to Malkuth. Malkuth becomes Keter of Bria, and you pass through the world of Bria in the same manner. From Keter to Da'ath, Tifereth, and Yesod to Malkuth. Malkuth of Bria becomes Keter of Yetzira, and you continue your downward path, Keter to Da'at, Tifereth, and Yesod of Malkuth, to Malkuth. Malkuth of Yetzira becomes Keter of Asiya, and you continue to descend from Keter to Da'at, Tifereth, and Yesod to Malkuth. Finally, you stand once more on the black and yellow-rayed sphere of Malkuth and Asiya. You are again grounded to the earth. Bring yourself back to the physical room around you. Begin to breathe normally and feel the weight of your body. When you are ready, you may open your eyes, but do not get up right away. Take time to acclimate.